Okay, so this little factory was called Supreme
Mattress. Supreme Mattress.
Okay,
yeah.
And who owned it before you, or who did you buy it from?
A couple of guys. It was two family members, and they had cheated every hotel in town and had no more customers. And so I remember when I started calling on customers, I had to walk in with my corporation papers and prove to them I was a new owner. But I wasn't the same people because they weren't going to do business with them again.
Wow.
So Billy takes me to this, invites me to this City of Hope dinner at the top of the MGM. And I remember I got all dressed up. It was packed. Mo Dalitz was being honored as the man of the year. I knew who Mo Dalitz was because, of course, growing up in Cleveland, my parents had told me all the stories about the Mounds Club and all the gambling and that had gone on in Cleveland and all the Jews that had been involved that had left Cleveland and came to Las Vegas. And so I knew Mo's history, and here he was being honored as the man of the year. And I remember the next day calling my mom and dad, saying something like, "I'm home. This is it. I can't believe that here in Las Vegas that this guy who had such a really bad history is here. He's the man of the year."
What was his history?
Everything. He did everything. So Mo was, and I knew him as an older gentleman in his 80s. He was a sweet, sweet guy.
Oh, yeah.
Not such a nice guy in his younger days. He did a lot in lots of deals, lots of business deals. So anyhow, at that dinner, Billy comes, grabs me, and he walks me over to somebody. He says, "Steve, this is my friend Doug Unger, and you should buy your bed from him." So this was Steve Wynn, who had just bought the Golden Nugget and was building a high-rise. So I went to see him, made him a couple of samples. He gave me my start. He gave me the order at the Golden Nugget. And so I, for almost a year, all I made in my factory was Golden Nugget mattresses.
Oh, wow.
So he really gave me my start.
What kind of specs did they give you?
Well, it was interesting. I made the bed for him. And I remember my dad commenting about it, that my very first sale to Steve Wynn was better than any bed my dad had sold any hotel ever before. So it really was an indicator of Steve, who became, like today in the hotel business, such a trendsetter.
Yeah.
You asked me earlier how often beds are changed. Well, at that time, beds were changed every 10, 11, 12 years in hotels. And oftentimes, the bed from a 10-year-old hotel would go to a motel